Space Trawler from January 8th, 2020. The crew is about to leave the ship, and it's Emily talking to Tess Fay and Aitana and Ruddock, and Chipu is there as well, just drinking a mug of tea and watching on. And Emily says, okay. And she's handing an Aproxa scan to Tess Fay. She said, okay, let's go find Kreger. Tess Fay, here's an Aproxa scan. I hope you studied the manual. Tess Fay says, I did. Will it really guide me back to the ship if I get lost? And Emily says, yes. And Aitana, you have the Aproxa scan you stole from the bobble-headed dog, so you're all set. And Aitana responds with a thumbs up. And then the next panel, Tess Fay says, oh, hey, if that Aproxa scan belonged to the dog aliens, can't you extract information from it as to who they are or where they've been? And Emily said, nope, I checked. They modified it to not hold any of that information. The next panel, Emily has knelt down and is putting a collar on Ruddock, and the collar is sort of the same colors as an Aproxa scan. And Emily says, and Ruddock, I had one built into a collar. It responds to voice commands. And Ruddock says, I didn't study the manual. And Emily says, it's simple. Just ask it which way is the ship. And Ruddock says, collar, which way is the ship? And the collar says, look for a fuzzy moron wearing a collar and you'll find it. In the last panel, Chipu is taking a sip of tea. And he says, have fun. Remember, why ask what could go wrong when one can simply ask, how entertaining will the fiasco be? And Ruddock says, I don't see any fuzzy moron wearing a... Wait a second.